would like to welcome you to the Girl Show.
We'd like to welcome everybody back inside the Homan Studio in Southwest Chicago. This is the Girl Show, okay? And so I wanted to introduce Gwen and Coyote. So if you would each say hi when I say your name. Hello, Gwen.
Hi.
Hello, Coyote. Hello, Charlie.
Hi.
Okay, so I've got a whole bunch of questions that I really would like your help in getting answered.
Okay.
And if you have anything else that comes to mind that you'd like to mention or say, just it's okay with me. But I thought I would start out with a few questions that probably would help me maybe even more than you.
Okay.
Okay, so as an example, we are, it's okay. However you want to be is okay. So let's not try to make it go a certain way. I'm going to be real flexible. Will you guys be flexible too?
Yes, but I don't know how to read.
Okay, you don't have to know how to read, but you will soon enough. So I'll do the reading.
I don't know how to read either. I'm just 5.
Okay.
And I'm just 4.
Okay, but that's okay because you can still speak.
Yes.
Do you guys ever think about, do you play with Barbies or with dolls?
Yeah. I play with Barbies and dolls.
And dolls, okay. Yeah. And how about you, Coyote?
Yeah.
All right, and so if you do you ever imagine what it might be like to have your own little family when you grow up? Do you think about that?
Yeah, but I don't want to have kids.
You don't want to have kids. Okay, well, that's fine. Some people don't.
I don't either.
You don't either? At least right now? Okay, that's fine.
Because I hate kids.
You hate kids.
But I do want a baby brother.
You do?
And I do want a baby sister.
Oh, I heard that.
Okay, Mom says she'll take care of it. So you want a baby brother? Let's write that down. Hold on 1 second here.
I want a baby sister.
You want a baby sister? Did you hear that, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also wish my mom was a teacher, but she's not. Me too.
That's sweet. That's sweet. Well, as I was asking you about your family, now you've already let us know that you really don't want to have children, at least right now. Tell me about this. Would you want to get married or have a husband or have a boyfriend or?
No.
No.
No? Boy, I don't blame you there. A lot of people would agree with you.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Actually, I would like to have a boyfriend, but, and I want a girlfriend.
But I haven't found anyone yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
keep looking.
Not me.
That's fine. Just keep looking. No problem. If you were going to get married, now I'm not saying you have to or that you should, but if you were going to get married, tell me what your wedding would be like.
A unicorn.
A unicorn? You want a unicorn there? Okay.
I would be flowers and a stage where most people could go and there's pictures up.
Okay, I'm with you. Keep going. Would there be any music being played there?
Yeah, there would be coming music there.
How many people would be there?
As much as people there actually would, I don't know.
But there would be music.
Because people would come to the wedding every single time, so I don't know how many.
Yeah, that's true. Could be a lot. Hey, Gwen, how about you? Would there be music at a wedding if you did get married? Or just talking?
Music. I would also make a movie theater there.
Nice. Make a movie of it. I love that. Okay.
And it would be Spider-Man.
A Spider-Man and also a unicorn. You said that earlier.
Yeah, and it would have to be a new Spider-Man.
Apple.
An apple. I love that. For anybody who's listened previously, did you guys ever listen to what we did with the boys? So that
I've heard apple.
Well, I know you were here and you were part of it. I remember that. If you knew that you could be an animal just tomorrow for one day, what kind of animal would you want to be for one day?
I would want to be a cat, honestly. And I would want to be a unicorn, honestly.
Okay. I like the unicorn theme. I like it. So unicorn and a cat.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you go outside or stay in the house for that one day?
I think I would stay in the house. It's
safer.
Yeah, it's more.
Yeah, I think so. I would too. How about with your unicorn? Would you do anything in particular?
I would make my own toys and make my own food. And I would also make my own computer and phone.
Wait, hang on. If you were a cat, then how would you even open the door outside and how would they know?
I have no idea.
Eh, whatever.
Have either of you, Gwen or Coyote, ever been in love?
No.
Oh, just asking.
Yeah, we've loved each other always.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. That's good.
We just haven't got married, but we have to get married.
We can't be married because that would be illegal.
Wow, we got a lawyer growing up here. Pretty cool. You're already halfway through law school. I love it. Okay, what is the area between your ears called?
I have no idea.
The eardrums?
Well, eardrums are in there. That whole space that's between your ears.
Brain?
Well, that's in there too.
Tubes?
Tubes, yeah, ear tubes, brains.
Apple.
I like it.
Banana.
Hey, do either of you have any stuffed animals at home?
Yeah.
Gwen, and do any of them talk?
Yeah, I have one.
And what kind of stuffed animal is it?
I don't remember the name, but I remember that it was a bear that you press the paw print and it says whatever you recorded or something.
Nice.
It said.
So it will repeat what you say.
Yeah, but it would have to be probably before you even got it. So.
Hey, Gwen, how about you? Do any of your stuffed animals talk?
It was called...
I have talking stuffed animals, Mommy?
Some of them might only talk to your mommy.
Yeah, I just don't know yet.
He has Santa to talk to.
So if you do have any stuffed animals that talk to you, what do they say?
I don't remember.
Don't remember?
Me neither. Because I don't even remember what... Oh, wait, I remember. It says... Rah, rah.
That sounds pretty scary. Okay, now if I gave you a crayon and a piece of paper, and you drew me a picture of what's in your head right now, what would it look like?
A piece of trash.
Really?
Mine would be a cat with love hearts on top.
A cat with love hearts. I like it. Okay. Hey, Gwen, what do you think you're going to dream about tonight?
I don't know.
I know I'm going to have nightmares.
Why are you going to have nightmares?
Yeah, because every night I do.
How?
I don't know. I just do.
I'm allowed to do that.
Apples. Apple.
So you don't know what you're going to dream tonight. Then if you could choose what you would dream tonight, what do you think you might choose?
Wait, I don't know what I'm going to dream tonight either.
Unicorn.
A unicorn. I'm digging the unicorn theme. I like that. And so for you?
Cat.
Cat. Okay, I like that. Or apple.
Apple.
Gwen, what's your favorite sound?
A cat.
A cat like meowing?
And purring.
And purring. I love that too.
My favorite sound is my mom talking to me.
Nice. That's beautiful. Hey, if you were I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What kind of animal do you think would be able to drive a car?
None?
I know which one.
Which one?
A whale, because that's the smartest sea animal.
Well, that's true. They are smart, but they're awfully big.
And they would probably die if they didn't have water.
That's true.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Wait, hang on. People are tiny.
Wait a minute. Gwen's asking a question. Hold on.
B-O-O.
Okay.
Was that freebies? Three O's or two O's?
Okay,
now I gotta...
Since people are a type of animals, I would say people, honestly.
Okay.
I would say a gorilla.
Okay, if you gave your fam... A gorilla could drive a car? Is that what you're saying? Now, that's pretty good because they have the arms kind of like us. They do have legs. If they could sit in...
probably a monkey.
Or a monkey. Good point. They're the closest thing. That's probably what I would pick, too. All right, now, if you were going to give your family new names... What name would you give your mom? What name would you give your brother or your sister?
I would give my mom. My mom's name would be Boo.
Boo. Okay.
My mom's name would probably be Heart.
Okay. Heart.
And my other brother's name would be Goofball. Because Goofball. They are goofballs.
Goofball, I like it.
I'm going to name your dog Goofball.
And I'm going to keep my cat's name because I really like them. But I would have to change one of my cats into Spooky, honestly, if I could.
Spooky?
But my brother, according to my brother Nolan, he won't let me, so.
Well, we'll see about that. Now, I got another question for you.
What?
If you had, we
By
were talking
the way, you have to call me Gwen.
I know, Gwen, I know. Mm-hmm. If you had a pet dragon, Gwen, what would its name be?
Spark.
Spark, very good. How about for you, Coyote?
Mine would be Fire.
Fire, okay.
Because it does breathe on fire. I mean, it's just a cool name.
I guess it depends on what type of dragon. Okay, Gwen, I got a question for you.
What?
What makes you really happy?
My dog.
Your dog. My dog makes me happy, too. How about you, Coyote?
My mom.
Your mom makes you happy? That's sweet. You know, Christmas is coming close.
And that's for my mom and my birthday. What about Jenny? Wait, yeah, that is Jenny's birthday because her birthday comes before me. It's Jenny's
Hey, Coyote, if you opened a store, what would you sell in that store?
Candy?
Is that what you said, Gwen? Okay, how about you, Coyote?
Toys.
A pet store where there would be all sorts of types of animals.
Spiders and snakes and dogs and cats?
Not like bugs, just animals, really.
Okay, not bugs.
Naughty. So, like an elephant?
No, not an elephant.
And what would you sell in yours, Gwen?
That's a bunch of cute kitty cats.
Cute kitty cats. Okay, in fact, that'd be a great name. Cute kitty cats. I love that. Gwen, I got a question for you. What do you like to give people?
Light bulbs.
How about you, Coyote?
I like to give my mom love.
That's cool. Boy, Christmas is coming up, isn't it? Pardon me?
Can I see what you're writing?
Sure. I was actually scratching off. These were questions that I had that I wanted to ask you guys.
Oh.
Coyote, if you opened a restaurant, tell me about it. What would it be like?
It would be like... Okay, so on the first cover, there would be, like, all decorations on there. And then when you go inside, there would be everything you dreamt in the store it would be in. And you wouldn't have to pay money because it would be a free store. And you could buy, like, heart cakes in there, so.
Okay, I'd like to go to your place. So if... Gwen, if you were going to open a restaurant, tell me about it. What would it be like?
Only like cupcakes and cookies and chocolate milk and water.
Okay. Water's good. You got to at least have that in there. Okay.
Yeah, I would have water in mine too. Because I said everything you dreamt in a store.
You've already lived a lot of life, right?
Yes.
I thought I've only lived 5 years.
Well, that's a lot of time. So I got a question for you. Where would you like to travel to?
I'd like to travel to Disney.
To Disney?
What I was going to say.
Well, that's good.
I was going to say and California, because that's still a Disney place. But
yeah, that's the original Disney place. Very cool. So do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Are we even starting the video now?
Oh, yeah. It's been going the whole time.
Can we say anything we'd like now?
You may. This is the portion of the show where we call it Say Anything.
I love you.
Cool.
Apple.
Gwen, how about for you?
I love you, Apple.
Bull.
Now can we just say whatever we want?
Here we are. Apple. Wait, why are you copying me?
When the boys were recording, it was about 15, 17 minutes in when they went apple crazy.
Apple
poopy stinky head.
Wait, what?
Copy me, Millie.
No, we're doing a podcast.
And I love bread.
I love bread, too.
Me three.
I'm a big
me four, boy. Me five, me six, me seven, me eight.
Thanks for listening.